RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. In Belfast, a grown man has set himself on fire in what he called an attempt to bring about a united Ireland. The incident happened in a store selling golf equipment, targeting one of the only sports in Northern Ireland that remains non-sectarian. According to eyewitnesses, the man fled the scene after becoming engulfed in a blaze of orange. Our random correspondent David Davenport reports.
Security analysts in the north have warned that this incident could signal an escalation in dissident Republicans' widespread campaigns of incompetence. The attack follows a series of other cack-handed terrorist incidents. In October, Republican dissidents sent a bomb in the post addressed to the Northern Ireland Secretary Theresa Villiers. Ms. Villiers' name was misspelled on the envelope. PSNI officer said the attack bore all the hallmarks of Republican splinter group the Dyslexic IRA, who are committed to fighting and dying for an untidied Ireland. Police on both sides of the border are warning the public to be on the lookout for other suspicious activity, including people blowing up their own headquarters or accidentally shooting themselves in the kneecaps. David Davenport, have you ever noticed I've never blinked on air? RT News.
In other news, a statement from the North Pole has announced the disappearance of two reindeer who had last been seen in Ballsbridge in Dublin. Speaking on behalf of the group, Rudolph confirmed that Dunner and Vixen had left for America and were quoted as saying that those Nama feckers can go feckin' feck themselves. A representative of the elves also confirmed that Dunner had taken his doe to the United States.